right. Our intro today will be a little special because I said we were going to talk about this. We are going to talk about our sign compatibility as friends.
Are we?
Not for a long time.
Great.
So I'm a Leo.
Yeah, you and sure are.
I'm 1,000% Leo.
And I'm a Gemini.
Everything for me, the birth chart, almost everything is in Leo except my moon is in Gemini. Which is wild.
I'm mostly Gemini and Scorpio.
That makes...
So it basically means I'm the worst.
You are the worst. It is, without question. It says we work pretty well together and is characterized by action and positive thinking, which is unlike you at times.
Yeah, we're such positive thinkers.
I mean, I think I'm pretty optimistic at times, but I know I'm just going to dread shit. Disagreements could occur in their partnership, especially if Gemini resent Leo's overbearing nature.
It's true.
It's very true.
Super true. Valid with, like, all the Leos that I know, though.
Yes.
So.
Yes. I think there's nothing more true than, like, having to be in a car with me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's an experience.
So, yeah. And, you know, overall, we work pretty well together. I'm just very overbearing, and I'm just very much, oh, let's go do it, but you're just like, no, let's think about it. And I'm just like, fuck that.
That actually sounds super accurate.
That's fuck basically, that and fuck you, let's do it.
That's how we started a podcast, because Jason is overbearing.
Yeah, and I was just like, well, we should fucking do this.
And I was like, oh.
Okay.
Oh.
So, staying on topic with what we're going to be talking about today, the first thing when I Googled American Idol... I Googled American Idol, but the first thing that popped up was former American Idol contestant charged with running drugs in Virginia.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I was just like, what the fuck? And my girlfriend was just like, where'd you find it? I'm like, it's the first thing that popped up when I Googled
honestly,
this shit.
That doesn't surprise me about, like,
no.
People who have been on American
no,
Idol.
No. She was running fentanyl, cocaine, heroin, and meth in
who
Virginia.
Who was it, though? I need names.
Her name is Antonella Barba. Who competed on the singing show in 2007, was arrested this past Monday, on a federal charge of distribution and possession with intent to distribute drugs, one count of conspiracy. Amazing. I also want to get I wrote down as the last bit of our intro, what's been pissing you off, Catherine?
So many things. Is there supposed to be a specific answer
know.
To this?
I don't know, because usually, like, I give it a week when we record, and I'm just like, something's bound to piss her off.
I mean, something's always pissing me off. It's just like, it's like saying, what kind of foods do you like to eat? I'm like, ooh, there are a lot. Gotta narrow it down. Like, I need a minute. Like, what's most prevalent on my mind right now?
That's fair.
Bad weather. I'm sick of cold, rain, snow, garbage. That's pissing me off. I want to see the goddamn sunshine.
If you heard that statement from an 80-year-old woman, it would still sound the same.
I don't care.
Let's talk about the 2000s, Catherine.
Bam! Let's talk about some sunshine.
Sunshine.
Walking on sunshine.
I really need way better segues.
I really got to up that.
Yeah.
I mean, I sent you inspiration, so I don't know why you haven't immediately gotten better.
Speaking of inspiration, American Idol.
You're disgusting.
It's been very, yes.
I hate you so much.
My God, this was a ride of a show from the early to mid 2000s before it became almost irrelevant to pop culture. It is God tier memes. That it gave us before memes existed. Early 2000s, all the bad auditions, everything that happened was just so much memeage. Mm-hmm. The greatness that came out of the show is not a lot. People had quote unquote talent.
Kelly Clarkson, Carrie Underwood, that is the end of the list.
That is it. That there's not.
Didn't Daughtry come from?
Yes.
He made it for like a minute, but he was not long-lasting.
But here's the thing.
Oh,
he
boy.
Is long-lasting because the guy who won that season, David Cook, was the winner, but
that
really
wasn't the same season.
It was the same season.
No, it wasn't. Because that was, because I watched the one with the Davids pretty closely. Daughtry was before I started watching like that.
I wrote this down.
I don't believe you. I'm going to...
Oh, Taylor Hicks. That was his season. That was when Taylor Hicks won.
I was going to say, fact check that.
Excuse me.
Excuse me. Bullshit.
Yeah, excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm wrong. Expert over here. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm not an expert on American Idol, just that particular season.
I saw your face, and you looked so triggered. You were like, no, you're wrong. And I was like, whoa.
No. Because I was familiar with Daughtry. I was very familiar with Daughtry, and then
he blew the fuck up.
With the season of the Davids.
He blew the fuck up in, like, the rock,
in
the shitty rock genre. His rock genre panders to people who support the military and are big America.
That sounds...
Don't Tread on Me fans.
That sounds about right. Well, like, also, when I say, like, he wasn't long-lasting, like, for American Idol, he was, but I'm saying, like, in big picture of looking at artists in general, while he did technically blow up, he really wasn't around for long.
Yeah, I mean, not on our radar.
Yeah. Like, if you ask someone who wasn't, like, around and, like, listening to music when Daughtry was big, you would ask them and they would have no idea who he is.
No.
You know?
No.
Because, like, there's some stuff, like, there are bands that are big enough names that it's, like, even if they were old and they don't really make music anymore and they're not really in anymore, people know who they are, or at least have heard the
name.
You'll
never know who Daughtry is. You'll just see, you'll just remind yourself of that bald guy on a CD cover in Walmart.
Until we had this conversation, I honestly forgot about their existence completely. And then I'm like, wait a minute.
I definitely had to remind myself about a lot of people.
Yeah. And I honestly can't remember anyone else who, like, made it in any significant way besides those three.
So, we're going to be talking about a few things today. We're going to talk about the history of this show, some of the winners, the judges, but most importantly, the only reason...
I love a good history lesson.
...any of us watched this show was for the auditions.
Well, yeah.
That solid few weeks, whenever they would premiere, it was about all the auditions. I watched every single one.
Mm-hmm. That's when everyone watched it.
Oh, yeah. That's when their ratings were really high, but
and
also
then everyone
the
stops for a while, waits
and
till
then,
they get to, like, top five, and then they start
And then you start
again.
Caring, but once they get to the end, that's when everyone watches. And so, if you didn't know, as I didn't know as a kid, this was a British show called Pop Idol that was inspired by a New Zealand show called Pop Stars.
I mean, America does love to steal.
Yeah. Well, the British stole and then gave it over to America.
The British are even worse about the whole stealing thing.
Yeah,
so.
Big colonizing of pop shows. So the guy who produced it, Nigel Lithgow, who was the British dude from So You Think You Can Dance. Evil British guy.
I didn't watch that show like that.
Me neither. I don't dance. He brought
dance High School Musical too.
He brought over Simon Cowell, who was very much the epitome of what everyone thinks British people are. Aside from James Bond. The idea was initially...
White V-neck. And nothing
black
else.
Black V-neck. Just shitty, shitty hair. The idea initially was super dumb to networks, including Fox. The same network that it has the most garbage competition shows known to man, like The Masked Singer.
Yeah, it's pretty garbage.
That no one wins. Everyone loses on that show. The only reason this fucking show exists is because Rupert fucking Murdoch's daughter told him that she liked it and persuaded him.
That's hilarious.
This is the only reason this show exists.
And it was huge for a while.
It was massive. It launched in the summer of 2002. Great year, by the way.
Mm.
Start of my middle school year. My seventh grade year, I think. To everyone's shock, the show was a massive success. And Simon Cowell thought... He thought everyone was going to hate the show and they were going to be run out of the country. And they were like, I can't believe this shit worked. And so here's where we talk about the judges like Simon Cowell, who was a legendary music critique, fucking A&R guy, producer, everything. He signed acts like Westlife, One Direction, Fifth Harmony, and get this, the Teletubbies.
He knows how to bring the group
together. He knows what good music is. He very much made it mainstream to shit on people on American television. Like, so outwardly. And people... Like, this Simon Cowell couldn't... This version of Simon Cowell, mid-2000s, early 2000s, Simon Cowell, could not exist in this climate.
I know. Well, you know, one of the most disappointing... He's much nicer now. One of the most disappointing things to me with The Masked Singer is that they never say anything
bad,
even remotely bad. And it's not even like drag the life out of him, but everything is, like, positive. He did such a good job. And sometimes it's like, I almost wish they could give them some way, like, oh, well, it could have been better if you did this.
It's very interesting.
Like, just constructive criticism.
Yeah.
But they're all like, oh, you're so inspiring. And I'm like, that was actually pretty awful, but sure.
Yeah, like, if it's, when you eat food, you don't say, you know, oh, it's okay. You know, if it's shit, you're not going to eat it.
They wouldn't even say it's okay. They say everyone is amazing. And I'm like, but some of these people are really awful.
No one deserves a ribbon just because you attempted something.
Right. But that's, like, the culture.
Like, yeah, participation is not a thing. The fact that you existed there doesn't merit you anything.
Yeah, I don't think people need to go in with, like, excessive aggression.
Yeah.
But, like, constructive criticism is always good, you know?
Yeah.
You know, the young people need to learn that constructive criticism is an okay thing, both to give and receive.
Fuck yeah.
Because it's so important. There's so many people where I'm like, sometimes I see you on the street and I just want to give you some constructive criticism, you know?
Yeah. Don't wear those shoes with that shirt.
Please don't.
Don't fucking do that.
No.
Like, just because I breathe at work does not make me employee of the month. Here are some insults.
Great.
Legendary.
Was that your segue?
No, I had none. I tried to think of one and it just went
silence
blank.
Silence is your segue. Is that what the silence was?
Just, yes. So, silence is my segue.
I'll add some crickets in later.
Oh my god. here are some legendary insults from Simon Cowell. I hope you're prepared. Because this is shit that I don't hear anymore. You did actually sound like you were drowning when you were singing. I've never heard anyone sing while they drowned, but I think that's what it would sound like.
Love it.
Great. If you would be singing like this 2,000 years ago, people would have stoned you. I love that one so much.
That's a good one.
Because
it's probably true.
This is one of my favorite ones that I never thought of ever using or comparing someone to this. He says, you have the personality of a handle.
Yeah. That one's a classic.
Oof.
It's a classic. Oof.
You've just invented a new form of torture in terms of someone singing. You sounded like three cats being dragged up the motorway. You have one of the worst voices I've ever heard. That is how far removed you are from this competition. It's almost non-human.
Amazing.
Oh my god. The only resemblance that had to Mariah Carey would be Mariah Carey's CD left out in the sun for a year.
I like that one.
That's rough.
I feel like Simon Cowell and, like, Gordon Ramsay, like, specifically in the 2000s, were very the same kind of trope.
I think Cowell was much more creative and more... He had an ease to what he was telling you. Gordon Ramsay would just call you a fat pig and throw raw risotto in your face.
Right. I'm talking more, like, the effect,
though. Oh, yeah.
And the whole idea of,
angry,
like,
British people.
Being the bad
evil
guy.
The bad British man.
Being super harsh.
Yeah. I mean, but if the food's raw, it's fucking raw.
Yeah.
You just don't know what you're doing.
And I mean, a lot of the stuff where Gordon Ramsay really would just go crazy was when it was, like, restaurant owners who were being the worst.
Oh, Kitchen Nightmares is my,
like,
shit.
It wasn't like, oh, someone trying their best and then made a, like, very common, made, like, a simple mistake and then he just, like, went off on them. It's like, no, it's, like, restaurant owners poisoning people.
Yeah, like, serving old raw chicken or cross-contaminating meats.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, what? What are you doing?
Yeah.
It's not that you have a bad voice. I mean, you were singing notes that have never been invented.
Nice.
And my favorite one that can be used in any conversation ever. Look, the truth is you're completely and utterly useless.
Honestly, that's a mood.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
I want that tattooed on my body.
Tramp stamp?
Yeah. So if anyone ever sees it, they just know.
So people had always shipped him and Paula Abdul together.
Why?
Just because of the sexual tension that everyone felt because they hated each other so much.
People just want to see other people fuck.
Yeah.
And that's just, that's how it is.
Yeah, but no one wants to watch them do it. They just want to know that it happened.
Yeah.
For the longest time, I thought that would be a great idea. I'm just like, with all the yelling and screaming they do, they should just fuck to release that energy.
Think a lot of it was honestly put on for the show, though. Like, I don't think it was super genuine.
Apparently, early on, it was not. It was not just for the show. Like, she, like, legit couldn't stand him.
I believe that.
She wasn't prepared for his criticism. She was much more, like, the softer hand and everything.
Oh, well, yeah.
And him telling you...
I'm familiar with the judges, Jason.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Everyone is.
Yes. And so, basically, like, he was such a dick that she just couldn't... Like, they would fly on separate planes.
Right. But I don't think they did that for 10 years.
No. It happened, like, for, like, a short amount of time.
If they really hated each other that much, they would not have done that together for so long.
I mean, if you're offered $20 million to fucking listen to people sing badly... I'll sit through anything. Yeah, so there had always been rumors that they were hooking up and shit, but that never happened. But he wanted it to. He was just like... He said they were really close one time to actually fucking. He said the tension was on her part, and he said on whether they would date, he said, I consider it, but then I thought, I don't think the after would be as good as the before. I let her stay for a few hours, but then it would have to be a good night.
Why is he like this?
I don't fucking know. He's such a pompous...
He's a fuckboy.
He gives fuckboys hope.
I'm sure there's a British word for fuckboy that he is.
Yeah, like...
I can't think of one.
Yeah, his honesty is very not welcome at times. Simon went on to do, as we know, The X Factor and America's Got Talent. Just any talent show you can name.
Yeah.
He's had his penis in. And so...
Literally or figuratively?
Let's go for both.
Great.
Let's go for both. He's quite the money-making machine when it comes to these shows. Like, I could not imagine having to sit there and listen to other people attempt talent. But it's just like, every show they do, people don't always suck anymore. Everyone's, like, amazing. And he's just like, I haven't heard him say a bad thing in, like, the longest time. It's not even fun anymore for him.
Yeah.
Paul Abdul, as we are all familiar with, legendary pop icon, choreographer, singer, actress, huge in the 80s and 90s. She makes
some bops.
She choreographed a lot of Janet Jackson's early music videos early on in her career. And she choreographed the piano scene in that Tom Hanks movie, Big. Hmm. And I'm like, I didn't fucking know that. That's pretty amazing. Way to go, Paula. What are you doing?
I'm crossing my arms, is too tiring. I got an arm right there. It's fine. I can make noises. I'm tired. Hurry up and talk so we can finish.
Now I feel pressured. So after doing a lot of music, all this and that, she went away for a bit, didn't do much, like anything big. And then American Idol came knocking on the door. And so, like, earlier, you know, her and Simon hated each other early on, but not forever. It was just very early tension. And so she contemplated leaving the show because Simon was such a dick early on. And, you know, she was much easier going with people. But I do remember that there were times where she would be the dick. Like, she just couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah.
She was just like, have you thought about doing something else?
Like, when she snapped, that's how you knew.
You knew it was really fucking bad. Like, I think she told... She told someone who was auditioning once, have you thought about doing something else?
Yeah.
Like, don't sing.
But she tried to say in a nice way where it's like, let me just redirect you. Yeah.
There have definitely been videos where, like, they actually fought. Like, you see, like actual tension, like, behind the scenes, and it's, like, really funny. And Randy's just, like, awkwardly off to the side. Like, it does not involve him at all.
Didn't they... Is it just my memory saying this, but didn't they usually sit him in the middle?
Paula would be in the middle.
Okay.
Paula would be in the middle.
I think it would have been really funny if they had Randy in the middle. So that way they would just be fighting over him and he'd be sitting there like the kid in between his divorced parents.
Yeah, Paula would be in the middle. Randy would be off to the right. Mm. So that's kind of how it was. It's a very... This is what diversity looks like, honestly.
Oh my God.
That's it. Randy, Simon, and Paula. It kind of like... American Idol basically reignited her career a lot more. She got back into music. She toured last year. She was touring with Boys to Men and New Kids on the Block. And honestly, Paula Abdul is pretty great.
Oh, yeah, really.
I don't think I have anything bad to say about her. Mm-hmm. But she did allegedly fucking contestant in season 2 that he claims happened. And she's like, no, it didn't. And he's been talking about this for the past 16 years, to the point that he sued her, Fox News, and E! News about the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
And that happened a few years ago. And I'm like, what the fuck? His name was Corey Clark. This man was... They were all over the news, and he got disqualified because of this shit. And he was in the top five in season two.
Jeez.
I'm like, why the fuck? Like, why would you do that? Why would you, like, try and defame Paula over shit that we're pretty sure didn't happen? And I'm also very sure what you thought happened was just a wet dream.
Yeah, probably.
I'm very positive about that. Like, there's no way. And he was very descriptive about, like, yeah, we did it doggy style. I'm just like, why would you say this during like, a fucking court hearing? So, yeah. I mean, yeah. Randy, legendary bass player, which I didn't know early on, but he's really fucking good. I never knew as a kid why Randy was always there till, like, later on. And there's, like, oh, God, I have to find that video where some chick tells Randy, who are you, by the way? She's like, I didn't know you before American Idol. And he was like, well, I'm real. It's just like, oh, God, it's very funny. Did you like Randy?
I felt pretty neutral about him. Like, I liked him, but I wasn't a Randy stan.
Randy stan. I mean, he was chill, dog. Dog, 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 dude, dog. That's, like, those two words are permanently glued into my whole vocabulary because of Randy Jackson. Dog.
So that's who we have to thank.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, Randy, yeah.
Who do we have to thank for Bet?
No one, really.
Great.
Yeah, so I finally found a clip where she just, like...
It wasn't good.
You're entitled to your opinion.
Right, okay.
But it wasn't good.
And what do you do?
Play, make records.
Because I haven't heard of you until American Idol came, so what do you do?
Well, you have to look at the charts, honey.
Oh, you do nothing. You're in the background, right?
Oh, no, I do everything.
Randy's like, damn, she
got the love the sad word. Music they put out there when they're fucking... Not
okay,
in.
Yes or no?
When you go into some place and you're trying to become something, for people to be negative and they don't even know you, and before you even open your mouth, they're negative. How can you, you know what I mean? How can you become if they're rude? Simon, what is he? He's not even...
I love that shot of him. Just reclining, comfortably patting his chest.
To where he from, French?
Wherever the hell
he is. No, he's British.
British, he go back to British and be judged for British people.
He go back to British.
America, so how can he tell who sings and not sing?
And Randy looks like a fat slob, like he just got up and put on anything.
Those are my friends. Two of them.
Randy, Paula, and Simon can all kiss on high.
It now I just want to go watch a bunch of old American Idol audition
Dude,
episodes.
It is so good.
That's all I want to do.
Like,
now.
Fucking, that had to be a fun job to just kind of, like, shit on people, accept them for being really good, or just straight up laugh in their face.
Yeah.
Like, because a lot of times when people audition...
And you get some weirdos, too.
You couldn't fucking believe this was happening. And so you couldn't, as a human being, could not resist laughing at them. And so, from the infamous saying that he says, that's going to be a no from me, dog.
That's going to be a no from me,
it's
dog.
It's going to be a no from me, dog.
I love saying that to
people. Some of my favorite Randy moments are when he has an outward expression of confusion and almost questioning his role on being on the fucking show. Because he would just be like, dog, what are you doing? And he would say shit like, what is this? What is happening? What are we doing? What is this show? And there's a super cut of him just saying
Randy
that.
Has existential crisis.
A super existential crisis.
A
like,
compilation.
He's like, dude, what the fuck? Like, I can see him going into the show and then seeing all the shit that he has to listen to as a true test of your character and your will as a human being.
Yeah. Well, who was the first one to leave? I forget. Was it Paula?
Paula was the first one to leave.
Okay, that's what I thought.
And I think after that show just went straight downhill.
Oh, yeah,
because you couldn't
once
replace...
Once they broke up those three.
Yeah, you can't break that whole dynamic. It's just not the fucking same. I'm not going to talk about Ryan Seacrest, because that is an episode all on its own. Because Ryan Seacrest is like... I don't know. He would be...
Robot
if,
man.
Robot man.
Sophie the Robot.
If the world was taken over by aliens or just evil in general, he would be a lieutenant. I could just see him being, because I think Ryan Seacrest is mildly evil.
I think Ryan Seacrest was the beta for Sophie the Robot. Or is it Sophia? I don't know.
If Spearmint Gum was a person, it would be Ryan Seacrest.
I don't know what that means.
He just looks minty. He just looks very white and clean and blonde.
I could see him doing toothpaste commercials, you know?
Yeah, I could see that. It's gross. The winners. At its peak, during the final, like, the highest
at
ever...
At its peak, a.k.a. its first season.
Funny enough, well, talent-wise, yes, first season.
Yeah.
Season 5 finale had over 36 million people watching.
No, who was season 5?
Season 5...
Who won?
I think that was Taylor Hicks. Okay, the so Daughtry
yeah,
season.
Yeah, yeah. So that was like...
The season of Daughtry.
Yes, that was like right before I started like actively following it.
Yeah. Like, it had 36 million people watching. That is a population of a whole state. That's the population of New York.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, that's a big state.
I feel like TV shows don't get that, don't have those numbers anymore.
Well, it's because everyone wants to stream.
Everyone's streaming online. But if you add it up, it might be close.
I'm not watching Chopped on Food Network. But, I'm watching Chopped on Hulu.
Yeah. Like, no one's...
I don't have cable.
No one's rushing home to watch the Chopped season finale. So...
Do they have those?
Yeah. Season finales? What?
Are you sure? Because they don't really have the same people on every episode.
Yeah, but they're all cut up in the seasons. I don't think it's one continuous
thing.
Well,
yeah, but is there really, like, a finale that you would go watch? Or is it just, well, this is the last one, and we put in a little more effort than usual?
Please email us. Is there a Chopped finale?
And if so, is it significant enough that people would rush home to watch it?
Did I miss it?
I feel like, if anything, people might just DVR it, because it's just one more episode of Chopped.
It's pretty wild, because... It's wild, like, streaming is a whole different thing, because if you add up all the numbers... Then yeah, it's a lot. But in the moment of 8 o'clock on a Wednesday watching the show and 36 million people are watching at the same time and voting, calling, yeah. texting the number to vote for this guy. This was akin to, if not greater than, voting in the presidential election. Mm. This was a bit more. This is a bit more fun. You don't have to wait in line.
Yeah, you can just from the comfort of your own.
You can just use your flip phone.
You know what a
your
competition
motor razor.
Show, what competition show I'm super into right now?
What?
Guy's Grocery Games.
What? Guy Fieri?
Yeah.
What? What is that show?
He has a competition show called Guy's Grocery Games, where basically it's a cooking competition, where it's, you know, it's a different set of chefs every episode, but it takes place like in this really big, beautiful grocery store. And he just comes up with a bunch of different rounds, and half the time it's literally like he spins a wheel to figure out. So it's almost like if you took every, like, competition cooking show and then put it all together. Like,
threw them all away.
He'll have things where it's like, there's one particular type of game where they have to, he picks a letter and everything they make has to start with that letter. Like, all the ingredients they use has to start with that letter. Or, like, they can only use, like, two aisles in the whole store. Like, food from two aisles and, like... Things like that. And then they have to go they're all running around with shopping carts. And
you guys can only use turnips.
And Guy Fieri's just sitting there like, ha ha ha. And there was one episode where he was like, time to introduce our chefs who are competing this episode. And then he turns to the judges. He's like, it's you. And the judges had to compete. And he did not inform them before the episode started. And they're all like, are you kidding me?
I was at a Bonchon.
It was so good.
I was at a Bonchon. And... At the same time, me and my friend were eating, Guy Fieri was eating on one of the screens off to the side.
Iconic.
They just had Guy Fieri playing, and just seeing him chew. I feel like he doesn't eat like a normal human being. He just chomps and opens his mouth in such a weird way. And having to watch him eat and then me eat, I wanted to vomit.
Honestly, I have a lot of respect for Guy Fieri.
I mean, same, but I don't want to be laughed at by a guy with spiky blonde hair that should have been left in 2004.
Please watch it, though.
He has the whole aesthetic of Sugar Ray.
You have to go watch it, though. It's really good.
Is it on Hulu?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, I gotta hop into this.
I saw it first on cable, but then on Hulu. So
as we know, Kelly Clarkson and Carrie Underwood are the greatest of all time American Idols.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. So, but the same cannot be said for the rest of them. For a lot of them, I think. Ruben Studdard
hated
season 2. Faded off a bit.
He faded pretty quick.
He faded pretty quickly, but he does Broadway now, I think. He was on a Broadway show last year.
That's what a lot of them do.
Yeah, because there's nobody wants you. Fantasia was probably one of my favorite wins, aside from Kelly Clarkson.
Don't recall.
Just because her voice wasn't like anyone else's voice, and it was super soulful, like very old school voice, and she's still around.
Yeah. Well, I think the thing with American Idol is they had a lot of people who really did have really amazing voices, and that's why so many of them got to Broadway, because clearly, like, live performing is, like, their thing.
Yeah, but they go to Broadway.
Right.
Like, David Cook, like, where is he? Where have you been, Broseph? Like, where are you? You know, where's he?
I really like David Cook, too.
Chris Allen, last album he released was a Christmas
album. Oh, I like Chris Allen.
You would? I saw how super basic every of these white guys looked, and I was like, Catherine will like these. And I was fucking right. Of course you like Chris Allen. Look like a Chris Allen fan. When's your birthday?
I liked Adam Lambert, too. He's another one I forgot about.
Okay, but Adam Lambert totally blew the fuck up.
Yeah, he did.
After all that.
He did, yeah. But I liked him on the show, because that was another one of the seasons that I closely watched.
I will say, a strong opinion, because it's true, I don't think he should have joined Queen, but that's just me.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, there's better people out there.
He has, I think, like, it's specifically his vocal range is...
It's wild.
Is really it's wild.
Massive, yeah.
To the point where it's like, he could at least kind of stand up
I stopped giving a shit about American Idol around David Cook. I just couldn't do it anymore.
I think I watched one more season after that, and after that was when I faded. Like, I want to say Chris Allen was after the Davids, wasn't he?
Yes, Chris Allen.
Yeah, so I watched that season, and then after that, boring. I kind of stopped watching.
It just got boring.
Yeah.
Because, like, I think that was also the season when Paula left. It was around that time.
I think so as well.
Yeah, and so...
Because wasn't it the guy from, you know, that band? Wasn't he from Aerosmith or something? I want to say his name was like Steve or Steven or something.
Steven Tyler.
There you go.
Yes, you are correct.
I know things. I know a couple things.
Yeah, I remember when he came along, I was just like, this is kind of the beginning of the end, because I'm just like, don't you have anything better to do, Steven Tyler?
Yeah. Really though, yeah.
So we have now reached the portion of our show where we are here to talk about the greatest thing, which is also the worst thing, the auditions. The auditions.
Yep.
I found a list of 8 of the best worst American Idol auditions. Would you like to hear them, Catherine?
Let's hear it.
We're not going to hear the whole thing. Because that's... Why would we torture ourselves? So there will be snippets of this shit. And I'm talking because I'm killing time. There's this white guy named Keith Bukeller singing Like a Virgin to Randy and Simon. It's my blues
away. Yes, I recall. His haircut's the best part. It's
the
light of day that
shows me how. The amount of memes that can be made out of this is... Loneliness goes. Look at those jeans.
This is me in my room every night. Dance with somebody. With somebody
who loves me. Keith.
Yeah?
Last year I described someone as being the worst singer in America. I think you're possibly the worst singer in the world. Based on that performance. And
the look in his fucking face of complete, like, he just couldn't believe it. Complete disbelief. Look at his face.
Yeah.
Like, no one has told him this ever in his life. Mm-mm. When no one has ever checked you.
See, this is why constructive criticism is important.
When one tells you, hey, like, you're doing a bad job.
When people are really bad at something, you should tell them so they don't go on national TV and have it told to them there, you know?
Oh, yeah. Don't do that.
It's the humane way of doing
things. I remember this guy. His name was James Lewis. And I just remember that big fucking suit. And he sang in such a low voice that if he had sang any lower, he could communicate with whales.
Sorry.
I would have cried in front of him.
Is that not what Paulo's doing right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I mean, there's no words to describe what you've experienced. You know, I'm going to hire this guy to sing at your funeral.
Great, I can't wait.
Yeah, so it'll be a heap ton of fun. Yeah, so now there is this chick named Mary Roach who looks like a Brady Bunch sibling that was thrown in the garbage after birth. She describes her vocal style as pop rock meets Broadway meets jazz meets R&B. When someone describes that about their voice, you need to run away. God damn it. This is strong 2000s fashion.
You have to admit, the dancing's on point.
For a Just Dance game, yeah.
Them white bitches in clubs.
I love the silence afterwards. The confidence in this girl's stature.
How do you think he did?
Not too shabby.
Marks out of 10?
Like, out of 1-10 scale, how do you think I did? 8?
All right, Mary. Honestly, one of the worst I've ever heard in my life.
The worst?
Yeah, honestly.
The complete disbelief in how she says that.
Are you totally serious? Because
this is the epitome of white privilege sometimes, where no one has checked you, and it just, like, you know.
Turns into this.
It turns into shit. And it's just like, but my mama said I'm good. It's like, no, fuck you. Fuck you, okay? You're bad. And Sugar Ray was there, too, so it's, like, equally as bad. I cannot fathom this. There was a guy named Steve Theon. He said he wasn't a big fan of Idol, but he had plenty of fans when he would sing karaoke. It's easy to see how he could entertain a crowd. So it's like, when people say you're good at karaoke, you shouldn't audition to fucking sing.
No.
Because we've gone to too many karaoke's, and it's just like, it never ends good for anyone. This is the voice you make when you're at a concert and they're on the last song and your voice is gone.
Basically,
this
yeah.
is that voice. It is. How would you rate that out of 10?
I'd say it's a solid 1.5.
Fuck, a 0.5. Yeah, that's not. This is going to be a negative number for me. It's just not good. Here's this white chick, Isadora Furman. God damn it. Number one, just to
so
describe
much breathing.
Just to describe what she looks like, she has long red hair, bad makeup, and a cowboy hat.
Stomping is my favorite. Does she have a tambourine?
She has a tambourine. If your neighbors
she
heard...
She just climaxed
If
right
your
there.
Neighbors heard this, they would think we're watching porn.
Yeah.
Like, and the iconic...
Oh, yes. I know the face.
the iconic William Hung singing She Bangs by Ricky Martin. I think this is when memes started. I think this was like the origin.
He's single-handedly responsible for memes.
Yeah, I think he deserves royalties for the past 15 years.
Like every girl in history, she bangs.
Thank
I'm
you.
Wasted by the way
Thank
she...
Thank you. You can't sing, you can't dance, so what do you want me to say?
The zoom in.
I already gave my best, and I have no regrets at all.
Good for you.
That's good. That's good.
That's the best attitude yet.
You know, I have no professional training of singing.
No.
So.
Well, there's the surprise of the century.
William, you're the best. You're the best.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This guy was so fucking bad, they gave him a record deal.
Oh my god.
And he put out 2 albums.
Great.
And there are 200,000 people out there in the world right now that purchased his first album. This was number 1 on the US indie charts at some point in time.
I love indie music.
It.
Please send that to our friends who only listen to indie music.
Oh, that's going on our music page.
Great.
It's. His first album is called Inspiration. I mean,
he is an inspiration to all.
I have,
because he's garbage and still got a record deal, and that's all we can really hope for.
He had a Christmas EP called Hung for the Holidays. great pun. Yeah, like what the fuck? I think there's really not much else to say, but William Hung is one of the greatest people ever. And American Idol was a lot of fun for when it was, before it got ruined.
Yeah.
By Katy Perry. Because it's coming back.
Oh, yeah. She's on it now.
Yeah. She's going to be the...
She hasn't been doing much lately.
The lead. Well, she's getting married now. She is engaged to Orlando Bloom.
Chad and I think that she's one of the people in Masked Singer.
I believe that.
A lot of the clues match, and the voice really sounds like hers, so...
I fucking believe that, because she is not doing a fucking thing.
Yeah.
Like she,
that's another part of the reason we.
Yeah,
think
like
her.
I feel like she's just that weirdo. She's that quirky girl that, like, if you asked her, she would do it. She'd be like, "Hey, you want to be in a show? Yeah, sure." And she'll just like hop on because, why not?
Well, one of the judges guessed that one of them was Beyonce because they're in a bee costume.
Ooh. Before we leave, I'm just gonna say that this existed because of American Idol, and it's one of the greatest things ever. Ever to be seen from Justin to Kelly.
Oh yeah,
this
great
was a
movie.
American Idol produced film that I don't know why they produced. They haven't produced more films after each season of American
Idol because clearly, from Justin to Kelly was a huge success, and we need more.
Absolutely,
more content. Thank you.
Abso-fucking-lutely. Awesome. What is your album of the week?
That's a great question.
Mine will be Breakaway by Kelly Clarkson. Because that album is made by the gods. Just how great that album is.
Hold,
please. You could put, like, elevator music under this. It's very timely.
Let's see. I think I'm going to go with Chris Allen's self-titled album.
Why, Catherine? Why?
I just love to torture you, Jason. It's so easy.
God damn you.
Oh, let's see what David Cook is up to.
We're not going to talk about that today. So, that is it for today. What are we going to talk about next week?
I don't know.
Fuck.
We'll get back to you.
Someone asked me, are you ever going to run out of topics? And I'm like, no. I feel like there's just an infinite amount. And we haven't talked about 2000s fashion.
It's true.
Yeah, we haven't talked about 2000s fashion. Haven't done my Latin crossover episode. I just have to find a Latin somewhere. That's not me.
I think David Cook was in Kinky Boots. case you were wondering.
We'll see you guys next week. Gucci!